Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Jen, it's Randy, and you know that I'm a board-certified interventionist. We're going to get in there with his family.
Yes, this is Myra. I agree. Talk to her, Randy.
Through a translator, and us as your friends,
yes,
we're going to fix this.
We're going to fix, because we need answers.
And I
think, what if we just do it for you, Jen?
I think the best way is for two white women,
yes,
to get involved in this, a long history of Indian tradition.
Yes.
And we're going to get in there and tell them how things should be.
We should. Oh, can we? Oh, Randy, can we wear our interventionist makeup and our interventionist
hair? Oh, yeah,
hair?
Yeah. There is an interventionist outfit that we wear.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Morning Miss White Ladies Touring. And mm-hmm. Yeah,
I planned this look.
I'm Jen. That sounds like a great idea.
Yes. Oh, that's so great. Please help me. Please, just someone help me. We got you, girl, right?
We're going to fix this. I'm going to go in there and tell them what for.
You get it, Randy. I'm so glad you're an interventionist.
Me too. That goes on for a really long
time. It's a long time.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Y'all, so evidently, listen to that scream.
Yeah, that woman at the end, that's her screaming because she doesn't want to go. She's like,
no!
That's Rishi.
Oh, my drugs!
That's Rishi.
No, I want to cheat on you!
Y'all,
This is Toe.
This is motherfucking Toe. And this is part two of season 4, episode 12. The glow soon becomes ashes.
Yes, the glow soon becomes ashes.
For those of you who listened to our part one episode, we have still not found the moth.
We have not found the moth.
that flew through. If you were watching the video at the $15 level, mm-hmm. Please don't send it to America's Funniest Gays. Because that was really humiliating. America's Funniest.
This is
hosted by Mario Cantone.
Yes, that's true. Welcome. And he just watches videos and he goes, stupid gays.
Silly gays. That was embarrassing.
And it's probably going to be like our most viral video we've ever done. Caitlin and Christina are going to read the fuck out of us.
I tried to say that it wasn't the moth that scared me, that it was your reaction. But
the video doesn't lie.
I tried to rewrite history.
You sure did, bitch. And it's on video.
Both of us screamed, though. Both of us freaked the fuck out at a moth.
I think I would have been okay if you didn't scream. I would have been.
Oh, right. But, y'all, I don't know where that moth is. This
You're not a bug
again.
Person, I have
I'm,
to say.
I'm actually not.
I have some. I mean, I can handle some.
Cockroaches. You would see me. I would run down and set a match, strike a match.
Cockroaches freak me the fuck out, too.
Yeah. I'm okay with butterflies.
I don't love crickets because crickets jump all over you.
Beetles bother me. Bees, honeybees, I can handle.
Bees I'm fine with.
Wasps. They bother me.
Well, yeah, because they're mean.
But I will freak out if one flies near me, and I will screech. Yeah.
Yeah.
In general, we're like the Silva sisters around things that fly.
You could almost intercut us screaming to the moth with them screaming to the bee.
I swear to God, y'all, if you hear screaming, it's because the moth is back.
Oh. We already did the announcements before. We just want to remind you that Selling Sunset Season 6 is coming.
That's a lot of S's.
Yeah, Selling Sunset Season 6 in mid-May is coming. And then Ultimatum Queer Love is coming at the end of May.
Yeah, that's what I'm on the $5 tier of Reality Gaze Plus.
So a lot of you already listened to it because you got Love is Blind. If you want to listen to this episode commercial-free, you can at the $8 tier. Your only hope, timing.
Also, we mentioned the finale of Seeking Brother Husband, episode 6, is coming up at the 1st of May, or I think maybe the last day of April. We will be doing a collaborative podcast with Cara Berry of Everyone's Business But Mine.
Very excited.
Very excited about that. Love talking
to
Cara.
Lindsay interview from Lalu.
Lindsay from Lalu's going to
happen. We haven't recorded yet. Hopefully, it's like
hopefully she shows up.
Some of the sissies who... With some of the episodes we recorded either of Love is Blind or some podcast where we were promoting the Love is Blind reunion and we were talking about how well it was going to go. And she said, well, the sissy's like, yeah, this didn't age well.
But in a million years, did we think that it just wouldn't air?
No.
We speculated that Cocaine Bear would come up and maul everyone. It wasn't even that. The show just didn't air.
Yes. By the way, I had a sissy email me and asked me, what is Cocaine Bear?
Google's your friend.
So it's a movie that's a ridiculous, funny movie, and that's why we talk about
it. Elizabeth Banks directed it.
She did?
Yep.
Good for her.
I'm a huge fan.
And boy.
As a director, as a woman.
And she plays the harp on that game.
While hosting Press Your Love. She plays them on and plays them off with her harp.
And escaped.
And she was escaped and she got over growing up in Utah.
Yeah.
If you don't know that joke, go ask someone in our sissy squad.
You'll
get that. That was a real confusing moment. And that's when I had an out-of-body experience almost. The Elizabeth Banks / Elizabeth Smart confusion. It's one of those moments that you know where you were when.
Yeah, you really did. You really did. All right. This is a great episode of Toe. We're
talking about that. I think that's basically it.
Bi-Curious is coming out later this month. Oh, we didn't talk about this first. We just want to mention, for those of you that did love our Love is Blind, that loved our YouTube watch.
Still watch it.
You can still watch it. And if you want more of that, if you're a greedy little dick pig like the rest of us, every month we do a YouTube Live.
Yes.
And we do it usually around the third or fourth Sunday of the month. We're doing it not this Sunday because the Sissy Squad is snooze. Actually, we snooze once a month, so the Facebook group is snooze. So we are too. Next Sunday, the 28th, I believe.
We just talk about what's on our hearts.
The 30th.
Yes,
will be our YouTube Live, and it's just 30 minutes every month. We spend with everybody on the $15 tier. They lead the conversation.
Sometimes we drop a little breadcrumbs of what's coming up for us.
Usually first.
That you hear segment, it there mm-hmm. first, a lot
we,
of things.
We call that under the skirt.
Under the skirt. You're under my skirt. Sorry about the smell.
Sorry about the smell. Sorry about the teeth. Anyway, but if you, because a lot of you said, it was fun just hanging out with y'all. Well, if you like that, that's at the 15
tier. Watching us vamp for over an hour.
Also, we've talked about this before.
And then I leave.
And then you leave.
Because I had to go to rehearsal.
Because you had a rehearsal. And Mary Payne helped out. So shout out to Mary Payne on that one. But also, if you are a greedy little dick pig as well, like the rest of us, for the people on the $15 tier, we didn't talk about this a lot, but they actually get both episodes of Not, because Christina has her shit together. You get both parts one and part two of Toe or whatever 90 Day
Intimate
Show.
Portrait. That's the video.
But it's the podcast, but the video of it. You get that all immediately
on Sunday night.
On Sunday night. So you don't have to wait for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, usually, if I have it, I'll even post that. At like 9 or 8 o'clock Pacific time.
Some of you are up late on Sunday nights.
To do it for our East Coasters. Yeah. For the audio, y'all, usually it's taking me longer to get around to edit it and doing shit. So that usually comes out at 11 o'clock on Pacific time. But usually the videos are up by 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Some of you love to be up all Sunday and watch us. And God bless you, because I personally have enough of me in my life.
Enough of you too.
I know.
And myself.
So
best sissies. The sissies are the best.
Let's just get in this. 5 minutes, not bad.
That's not bad.
I don't know if the moth's gonna come back though, so that was
scared.
Really embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You like really acted a fool.
You didn't at all. That's a clip that's going to follow us.
It's going to follow us. It's going to go on a sizzle reel.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it together. Okay. That was so embarrassing. Right.
Let's talk about Jen and Rishi.
Y'all, they're still at an Indian restaurant here. I'm saying it's the Taj Mahal.
Best line.
Samosa House.
Samosa House. Now I want a samosa.
The samosa house in West LA is really good.
Oh.
Or Culver City area. It's really good.
There you go.
That's actually a restaurant. It's very good. And it's a little shop. You can buy like Indian. That's where I bought a lot of Indian supplies and foods.
Oh.
You don't give a shit. Yeah. Never mind.
You wanted to kick me right then. I can see it.
You know, of all the digressions you make,
it's true. It's, you know what, you did make one of the best Indian meals I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
If I study a cuisine, I can usually cook it. I just need to spend cooking time with it
and fucking. You are a student.
The student slowly becomes the master.
Master.
Mm-hmm. You know, you do, what does Tim Ferriss say? It's 7,000 hours of practice, or what is it?
Yeah.
Or is it Steve Jobs?
Or 80, yeah, 10,000 hours.
10,000 hours of practice.
Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers.
I have something like that.
Tim Ferriss does the 80-20 principle, which you are usually fucking 80% of the time and only working about 20%. That's a good ratio.
Yep.
That's a good life.
Good way to live.
You know what?
80% on your back.
I think one of us should go check on Jen, and I'm surprised you haven't gone yet. So I guess I will.
I'm going to say this. We read Randy for filth. I'm growing to love her.
I kind of think Randy and Myra are good friends, actually.
Yeah. Well,
Mira?
Myra. I don't know if they...
We did read her for filth.
I don't know if they're doing... Well, I still don't think they're good friends. I think they're providing a great television experience for all of us watching.
I think they're good friends in that, and we've talked about this before, but now we're seeing it. Jen is not someone you want to put as your emergency contact.
No, she's a mess.
She's not great under pressure. And when she's stressed out like this, they're literally having to handhold her.
Well, y'all, everyone needs this friend in their friend group. We've said this before. Everyone needs that friend who's a mess so you can feel better about yourself that you're not such a mess.
I was talking about this, and you know, I forget that she's popular. A lot of sissies know her. My friend who's from Ardmore, Laura Tremaine, she just wrote a book called The Life Council, and it's about 10 friendships that women need, and talks about how difficult it is for women to make friends older mm-hmm. in life. Again, y'all, she's from Ardmore, Oklahoma. I've become friends with her. I highly recommend that
we
book.
Should interview her.
I would love that. I would love to do that. She's lived out here for her husband. Did all the Jackass
movies. Have so many women, mostly women, who come at us and saying, I have a hard time making friends.
We do.
You know, and
we'll do a special episode.
I think that's an important kind of topic that we could talk about.
That's why we love our Sissy Squad. It's my favorite when sissies either come alone to live shows or they come with a friend they made in the squad.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It like actually makes me tear up because I think all of us felt isolated at one time. And like I think we've talked about me more so than you. I was very isolated as a child.
You were just playing that evergreen on that keyboard, wishing there was a little boy somewhere playing Barbra Streisand you could be friends with.
I just wish I had a little dreamy little boy to be friends with. Mm-hmm. I'd probably want to fuck him though. So.
Yeah, you would have ruined it. You could have ruined it. Y'all, because Little Poodle was sex positive at a young age.
I was very aware at a very young age.
Well, I'll tell her. We'll do that. I'd love that idea.
Yeah. So,
anyway.
Boy.
You're right. They are those friends that are just a bosom buddy that are just going to...
Well, it's not completely unselfish. It's there because they just feel better about when her life is they need
literally
to do it.
Randy has made a career of telling people what to do.
Yeah, you know, and I was in backstory on Randy. It's been kind of in the news. Randy was one. It was in the New York Post story about when people got laid off for the stock market, and some of the women became strippers. Randy was one of them.
Really,
Randy became a dancer. Yeah,
it was private dance.
Can't you see it though? And now she's. Yeah, because of course Randy went to New York to become an actor and then worked at Merrill Lynch. And I think Randy's a fucking boss bitch.
I love that.
She went to the University of Omaha on like a scholarship, and she was in Miss Universe and all these things. And so, y'all, she's done a lot of different things.
That's why her hair always looked, because her hair in this episode was completely wedding pageant hair. Her hair was way too overdone.
Yeah.
It looked beautiful, but it was like, it actually was my favorite wedding hair. When women kind of wear loose curls, just tied up in
down,
the back.
Yeah. When it's all wedding/pageant.
Oh, I love that.
If you have,
I love her. Oh my God, she's an Oklahoma pageant queen. Yep. I bet. I wonder if she knows my cousin Lolo, who was fourth runner up for Miss Oklahoma. They're about the same age.
I'm just trying to tell a joke.
I could have been.
And you
in
have
Miss
interrupted me four times. I don't even know what it was anymore. I think it was. If you're a man and you have a favorite wedding hair, you may be a homosexual.
That's fair. That's fair. If your husband says,
favorite wedding hair,
sitting there on the couch watching football and says,
you know,
Shelly, I've been thinking about your friend Tamara, and she sure did have pretty wedding hair. Your husband wants to suck a dick.
Even that, though, you have a favorite style.
Yeah.
I think you can comment on someone's pretty wedding hair.
Oh, no. I have a preference.
If you have a favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So Randy also, y'all, but she's been, we find out, as we said in the open, she's a certified interventionist.
She is.
I think she's dealt with addiction in her past.
Oh, okay.
And
boy, get off, you did a deep dive.
I'm kind of a fan. I know I ripped into her in the beginning.
Oh, you did. Way harder
She's
than
me.
She's
made me a fan. How dare you throw me under the bus?
You know, well,
you did too.
You're going to go hard on these people and then we never can talk to them and own it.
I think Randy would get it. Randy, call us. We'd love to talk to you.
I'd love to talk to Jen. We could talk about Greasy. And
I don't
want
to talk to Jen.
And I want to talk to Jen.
I feel like I'd be embarrassed for her.
I want to talk about Oklahoma.
That's the thing about me.
If you want to talk to Randy, then we get to talk to Jen. That's the deal.
Okay. Don't tell me what the deal is.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Where were we? God, this is messy.
So, so she goes on a check on Jen, and then Myra comes later, and Jen basically is like, I want the full story. I want, and instead of them saying, you know, because Jen's kind of saying, I'm done. I was surprised because instead of Randy and Myra saying, yeah, you're done, leave his ass, they said,
we're going to get answers.
Calm down, take a breath. I can use my interventionist skills because she's ready for it.
I got to say, what a star turn for Randy this season.
Who knows? Maybe she is the person did she segue this into the 90 days, whatever, that they're doing this marriage thing this summer. Maybe it's Randy.
Because
we thought it was going to be the matchmaker from Darcy and Stacey, and then she shit the bed.
I would have never predicted at this part in the season where I'm kind of like, I'm team Randy and Myra. Here,
I 100%. I'm team Jen. I think it's interesting on this season of Toe. Even Debbie, if you think of it, we have the usuals of the people that are completely Americans that are completely clueless, like
Chris,
Nicole,
yeah,
that miserable bitch Danielle.
She's not clueless though.
She's just brutal.
She's just awful.
Brutal, manipulating.
What a terrible fucking person.
We have those, but Debbie and Jen, I have to say, really seem to have pure intentions.
I agree with you.
And they're both not dumb. They're naive.
Yep.
There's a difference. They were too hopeful. They wanted to believe something.
Yeah.
Been there. And so I think they, we don't get that a lot on 90 Day Fiancé.
Usually,
it's nice.
Sometimes people start off that way. It's like gross Mike of Mike and Jimena.
And then they show their ass.
And then they wind up being awful.
And then you really, he met her on a paid site for women and
bought
her.
Yeah, cam model. Yeah.
And now's upset that she's just acting.
I don't ever want to talk about him again.
That boy, he was gross.
I think Hermenor has a new man, though.
Good for Hermenor.
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 How much money you give to Hermenor?
Hermenor.
that dad and the grandpa. I miss them.
So they calm her down, and she's like, all right, fine. Cut to, they're having a girls' night out. They're going to go see
traditional Indian dance. And they're like, and Jen's like, you don't even have to learn to dance. They just spin you around.
I love that.
I think this sounds so much fun. They're picking up dollars. The woman's picking up. She's got baskets on her head, and she's put a dollar
in
her mouth.
Which makes sense, because Randy says you normally
exactly.
only see this in a strip. Randy knows how to do
Randy
that.
Randy knows the way around the pole.
When I took my best friend Sean, when he got his second divorce, and I took him to a strip club in Midwest City, kind of West Oklahoma City.
Wait, Midwest City is a name?
Yeah, it's West Oklahoma City.
Oh, so Midwest
it's
Oklahoma
in, oh,
City.
Well, it's Midwest. No, it's Midwest City. It's its own city, but it's kind of mid and west of Oklahoma. So it's Midwest.
Okay.
It's kind of like they have like East Tyler and West Tyler.
In that metropolis, yes.
They should have done that for... They should have done that over by, speaking of Jen, I wish they would have done that for Marietta and Marietta. That's ones with the Y and one with the I, because that's just confusing. Why not make one East Marietta, West Marietta? That'd be way easier. Anyway, what were you saying? I don't know. I took him to a strip club, and I'd never been. I think I've talked about this before, but I talked about how I complimented their makeup. But I did see, she had her panties on, but I saw a woman pick up a dollar bill with her vagina, and I was shooketh. I didn't
That's
know.
Talent.
I don't think you can pick up a dollar bill with your ass. If I put a dollar bill right now with your shorts, can you try to pick it up with your ass?
I can.
Prove it.
I don't think I have a dollar bill.
Please let me have a dollar.
You know, I can't through my shorts.
Oh, you can't throw your shorts?
No.
Oh.
I'd have to use my bare butts.
Well, we're not going to see that. I guess you could wear one of your jock straps and then just, we could just watch from the front, but I have to watch from the back. So as Chelsea Nard says again, that. Ain't happening. Ain't happening.
Usually you have to pay a lot of money for that on Piano Cat 77 time.
I bet you can pick up a credit card, though, too, and run it and return it. No,
approved.
No tap on this one. You've got to insert that chip.
You may not get it back. It just eats it.
Well,
Mm-hmm.
So they're dancing. They're having a good time. They're just letting it all loose.
And then they're having tea. And they're like, well, so how's Rishi? And she's like, well, he's leaving messages. It's good. And they're like, oh, so you've created a good distance from him. So, y'all, maybe this is the squad that she needed. Maybe she needed to make her, to make him want her more.
Maybe.
And I can't imagine this is going to work out, though. So,
well, this is where it becomes, you kind of think, oh, they're being good friends. And then you see, I mean, it's what Jen wants, but it doesn't qualify to me as a good, I don't know. Is it a good friend by doing the dirty work?
Well, they're being 16-year-old girls. That's kind of what happens. But y'all, she says, so they're, she said, you know, sometimes when we talk, either it's lost in translation or he starts, or he's lying. And the friends, even Myra's like, well, you know, maybe he is being truthful about things.
And Myra said, you know, after seeing him at the dinner, she said it did seem like he was not able to explain himself well and he was missing things.
That's kind of the case. I don't think what he does do is he omits certain things about
the
truth.
I agree with you, and I would think that Rishi's not cheating, but remember the best friend who said, oh yeah, he's cheated on her. I go back to that.
People accuse me of cheating all the time.
And if someone said, do you think Jake cheated on Timothy? I would say, yes.
Thanks.
Just like that. Well, because I know if I said, I don't think so, or no.
I'm just flirty.
It would come back and I would have mud on me.
Maybe. She's like, but he still won't tell his family. And Randy goes, what if we told his family? And I went, I'm leading in.
And what if we have a translator there so that way there's no confusion?
This is a genius idea. Wow. It's going to be awful.
You know what? You're right. I love Randy now, too.
Y'all, I don't care if it's really good for Jen. It's great for us.
It's
in TV.
Great for us. It's great TV. And you see the clips on Next Week On. You just see Rishi literally bent down with his hands,
sweating
his
bullets,
eyes, which you kind of enjoy seeing.
And
because he has been kicking that fucking.
And she's like, you know, because she's a certified interventionist, she says. She's like, you know, kind of like your son isn't into doing drugs, but he's in love with this older white lady.
He's not doing drugs. He doesn't have a bunch of debt. He just loves this bitch.
She's 46
and can't give you any children.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that? But he's not on meth.
We're going to have to leave this here.
And you know what? We're actually going to take him right now to get married. Rishi, this is it. You can leave right now and marry Jen, or you're going to stay here with your family.
I screamed when she said, your son isn't on drugs.
Oh.
And it's the Bilal idea of, I kicked you in the shin because something else doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Mention him.
We have somebody that's, you know, we get solicitors or third party people saying, hey, do you need this?
Oh, yeah,
or
I saw that.
And this guy keeps messages, and I just don't want to work with him because his name's Bilal.
His name is Bilal.
I can't. Also, we don't need his services.
Yeah. I saw you were responding. People, like, you don't answer them back. If you answer them back.
He messaged me like five, and I was like, we're good. And
but no.
Like, I just want to know. We're fine.
But I'm saying, if you say that, they will continue to message you after it. You gotta radio silence.
We're not interested. Stop emailing.
But I'm saying they send those messages over and over and over again. You can't tell them anything. Anyway, boy, I was in a mood of getting things done because, as Channy said, we had the solar eclipse in Aries, and it activated my getting things done Aries rising energy. Very, very. So it made me.
It makes sense here, Aries rising.
Oh, well, thank God. Otherwise, I'd never get anything done. I'd just be dreaming away, Pisces. It's grateful that I had a sissy who reads charts, and I sent her my full chart from Channing. She did it, and you should send it to me. I'll send it to her, and she'll...
I want to pay for that, though. I don't want to just have someone...
She wanted to do it. It's a sissy who offers. Right. She actually said that. She said, I bet, the little bit I know about Poodle, y'all, which Channing, that... We have the perfect combination of for business partners.
Wow.
Look at that.
I guess I'll put off killing you for another couple years.
It was fated in the stars for us to be friends.
Yuck. So, in other words, he's in love with this older white lady.
Exactly. Look, you know what it is? It's just, look over there.
It is look over there.
It is look over there.
So, y'all, they're trying on clothes, and they're like, no, no, again.
A pageant queen who's an interventionist, I'm in.
And at one point, they're like, yeah, that looks like your pajamas. And I just love the tough love / meanness of them.
Oh, it's great.
And, y'all, the friends are going to drop these bombs. The translator comes over. Her name is... Bindia?
Yeah. I didn't get it. I just read she's pretty.
Gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
And
Jen's like, huh? And Jen immediately like, are they going to think that he can get with her?
Well, and then you realize, oh, shit, Jen's a mess.
She's a mess.
Jen's a real fucking mess.
Yeah, she's a mess.
And the family, and so she's like, so the family, the translator, the family does know you, but they just don't know the fiance part. They're like, yeah, they just don't know that we're engaged. The translator's like,
probably. Yeah, and then Randy said, yeah, she's like, what? And Randy said, oh, and it might slip out. It might be us, not her, that tells them they're engaged. Just roll with it. It'll be fine.
And the translator goes, this is a twisted situation that I've got myself into. So they're basically.
I hope she doubled her rate.
She's in the middle of what's going to be a domestic like shitstorm,
and the translator knows what this means culturally.
Yeah, Randy says you're going to tell her everything, even if it's bad.
don't interpret anything. We want verbatim.
And the camera's going to zoom in on Jen's face.
If they call her ugly or fat or say that she's stupid American, I want it all.
So we can watch it later at our watch party.
Exactly.
Zoom in.
I'll put you on. I'll put you on our Slack.
You
thread.
Can. Zoom.
By the way, shout out to Drew, our friend at GoDaddy.
GoDaddy,
who helps us with some, because Slack sent us this email, and I'm like, is this junk or not? We got to do this something in Slack and all. And I emailed him, and he said, well, nerd runs deep. Let me email my brother who works at Slack. And his brother helped us too, that family.
His brother works at Slack?
Yes. It was very, shout out to Drew. Love him.
Is his brother gay?
You already, I know you want to fuck Drew, but you can't because he's married.
I know, and I don't want to cuckold her sissy Alexis.
Who's beautiful.
I know.
I know.
But if
you're
the
never
going to
win with that.
But if
she's
the brother
pretty. And
isn't
she does
married,
Pilates, so
I know.
She does freaky deaky dick work.
If the brother
that's what it's called.
Freaky dicky dick work.
Freaky dicky dick work.
Hashtag freaky dicky dick work.
Freaky dicky dick work.
But
the brother's cute. Well, I'll find out.
Anyway, that's all I have for them.
Randy says,
I can't wait till next
week.
Yes,
even if it's not good, tell her.
This is
tell him that the sun and moon rise in his eyes. Reach out to him.
Oh, you changed keys.
And where's my oh, I did play Celine Dion for you. I got to do that at commercial.
Okay. Nicole, we should, you know what? We'll take a break now.
Oh, we should.
And we'll come back with Nicole and Mahmoud.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight.
Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Can beauty come out of Asia? Can beauty come out of ashes?
That's a good song.
That's it.
Thank you.
I knew it was going
to
overstimulate.
We listened to it during the break.
And when I pray to God, I can't do it.
Wow. Yeah, you can't. Nicole and Mahmoud, let's talk about something not fun.
Can beauty come out of the ashes for this?
Beauty can come out of asses.
Wow.
Yeah. So y'all, she's making tea and he's like, so you know how to do that now. He's just so shitty.
Yeah.
Like there's this passive aggressive. He's like the bitchiest drag queen at the restaurant, or the bitchiest gay bartender.
He is.
Just like always, what he's the youngest looking one there and has a sweet angelic face, and no one knows. It's kind of like the person I got fired from the gay bookstore when they asked me if I got dressed in the dark that one night. Because I had different patterns on. Did you get dressed in the dark? It's twink.
Yeah, they were gone in a week.
He was fired in a week. I set off a rumor campaign against him.
Was he a good employee?
No.
It didn't matter.
No, I was doing them a favor. I was doing the store a favor. He hadn't done anything really bad. And I knew he would just normally get shit out the bottom of the bookstore. He would get drunk somewhere and not come into work and get fired there. I just hastened what was already going to happen.
Wow.
But yeah, I was wearing...
That wasn't the beginning of his rock bottom.
I think he did go to work at Mickey's after that, so I'm sure it was.
Okay.
No, it's a cycle. You worked at the... A lot of times you would work at the bookstore was your first job. Then you'd go to get a job at Skewers down the street. Okay. Then Z Pizza. Then you may find a job at one of the clothing stores. And then you'd wind up at Mickey's. And then you'd do porn.
All of those places are closed now except for Mickey's.
Yeah.
Stood the test of time.
It did burn that one time.
It did. It was going out of business. And then... Speaking of, can beauty come out?
Can gay bars come out of ashes?
And they can. It's the best thing for that bar.
It was.
The best thing.
Oh, there were so many drugs and lube in that place. Boy, I bet it caught fire.
Just like, poof.
Just the popper's room exploded.
Yo, boom, boom.
I don't know if I ever called Mickey's Beauty, though. I don't know.
I mean, I love the Dick Dancers there, the thing of beauty, so.
They're one of the sluttiest ones. They have some of the sluttiest Dick
Dancers. Well, Fubar's done, so that was my favorite. Now I'd have to go all the way to, like, the Eagle, and just, I don't want to be with place. I do want people to wear either soap or some deodorant. This man musk thing people are into has got to, we got to.
I don't
rein
think
this
that's
in.
Going away.
We got to rein this in. I mean, you go into places and it just stinks.
Well, that's a good thing that most of the Eagle is kind of outdoor-ish.
Yeah, but if the wind blows the wrong way, it sucks.
I've had several. My eyes have been continually watering sometimes.
Yes,
there. Yeah.
I'm not into it.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how we got back into this, but I'll just say. So y'all, Mahmoud did not like his dinner with Nuran.
Shocker. He says, quote, she was awful. And Nicole says, he said, so I'm going to have my brother's wife show Nicole how to round her, how to be a real woman in Egypt, the kind I prefer.
And to take her out. And so they're going to buy some food. And
really can't feel sorry for either of them at this point. No. I didn't feel sorry for her, but going to this, you see that, yes, it's a cultural thing or his religious, but at the same time, it is a complete refusal to see any part of who Nicole keeps trying to tell him she is on his part as well.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yeah.
This is why I want to shoot them straight into the sun and I never want to see them again. If they're on fucking Happily Ever After.
Oh, I wrote, no, they could be on fucking, if he chooses to come over, they will be on 90 Day Fiancé. Full stop.
You know what the worst part is?
100%.
The camera loves her.
Oh, she looks gorgeous.
And Miss Mood's noodle wrists, the camera loves her.
He's
too.
Beautiful too, actually.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. And you know what? He worries about it, but actually he would probably be validated a lot here in Los Angeles as a Egyptian, as Muslim. Like, there, one of my friends who lives in LA, she married a Muslim man from Egypt.
Well, the thing is, he would still want her to live.
But I was going to say, I don't think that would change.
Nope. Nope.
And then he probably would just cheat on her with a woman.
He would not cheat on her.
I don't know.
That's no, I don't think he would. He would miserably go through it, and he would be passive aggressive to her. They would both be miserable.
I don't think he would be happy because he seems so close to his family.
Especially Lurker Mom, who is always the best thing about the camera has learned every time. Mom is always on that couch, and the camera's in there, and the camera always gets Mom going.
Yeah.
Just looking around the corner. It's like Buster from Arrested Development. Always barely on the outskirts of the frame. Boy, she's always like, is everything okay in there? It's not, Mom.
It's not.
So she's like, oh, this marketplace is just too chaotic. I've decided that if Nicole isn't allowed to curate her environment, her to kind of control her own environment, she's not happy. That's why Los Angeles was such a place for her, because you can kind of do that in Los Angeles. There's so many choices you can make.
Places that you can live. I think, and that on top of, and she gets overstimulated really, really, really quickly.
Yes. And that's why I think living in Cairo, regardless if it's new Cairo, you know, where jazz is the rule and prohibition is outlawed. Whether it's old Cairo or new Cairo, I don't think she's ready for it.
But Nicole agreed. She said, I do think Noron attacked Muhammad. She did smile when she said it.
Yeah.
She's like, but no, I feel like that was unfair.
She loved every minute of it.
Yes, she did.
So
I want to thank our producer, Christina, who forewarned me about these chickens. This was terrifying.
I was fine with it.
Did not like it.
There was a bloom pop in something she said. I didn't see it. I must have.
I missed it.
Yeah. Who knows? Fatima is showing her how to buy things. She's like, nope, not that fresh. Too expensive. That's too expensive. I need 6X.
So they're looking at all these. They're shopping around. She's telling her how to get a good deal.
If you ever said something about eggs or I need something eggs, and a person in a gay doesn't say that's too expensive, you need to educate that gay.
You need to educate. Or if your straight husband and you don't have a child that watches Beauty and the Beast, like he just knows it.
Girl.
You know what? I'm gonna say this right now. Yes, Nicole needs help, but she's also pretty useless in these situations going up, because I'm going to tell you this right now.
Completely useless.
If Mama Mar or Mother Poodle were sitting in Egypt, they'd figure out, especially Mother Poodle, she'd figure out how to get the best deal on cucumbers. She would.
Bitch would learn Arabic.
She
just,
would.
Just to do it. Because she would not pay more. She'd love the haggle.
Your mother adopted when she came to L.A. when you were.
She adapted quickly.
Oh, yes.
My mother
I had to listen on the phone. For 15 minutes. Matt, I got to tell you, I went to that grocery store that Jay Bird usually goes to. And their Diet Coke was $5.99. You can't pay that for Diet Coke.
She expected to do the same.
And she told me a 15-minute story how she finally found the cheapest
Smart
Diet
and
Coke
Final.
Was at Smart and Final. You barely even see it. They don't have big signs here. I don't know how they advertise here. I guess you're just supposed to know.
When
she
I came back
so
to life,
much Diet Coke for your apartment.
When I came back to life and I saw my key ring, there was a discount card for every girl. I didn't even know where some of these places were. She must have had to drive.
I think she would go to Albertsons to get meat.
Yeah,
there's
it was
like
cheaper.
Two Albertsons in Los Angeles.
I found something that was only in like Inglewood. I can just see my mother going to Inglewood stores and going, well, Jay Bird, it was fine. It was fine.
I bet if you say, Mother Poodle, what do you think of Los Angeles? She just makes a face like a grimace. Just,
you have to drive so far to get what you need. No, you just stay in your area and you eat the cost. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
You don't drive to the next Walmart.
You don't. Well, for us, it's different, I think, when people have kids and family, because they all go to Costco.
Yeah, that's true. She did not like the Costco here. She told me it was too crowded.
She did not.
She's
like
right.
That. She was. That's another was another call. Matt, what time do you go to Costco? I just can't find a good time where it's just. And I said, well, Mother Poodle, I don't really go to Costco. What? Well, I just got a small place. I don't have room for that stuff. Can you move?
That's very wasteful.
She did tell me that.
So y'all,
you pay full price for that?
No, never pay full price. That's a Mother Poodle slogan. It's on sale or you don't buy it.
That's true.
Wow. So y'all, she's talking to Fatima, and Fatima speaks fluent Arabic.
Yeah.
Because she's been there long enough, I guess. And then she's like, so do you miss China? She's like, yeah, I do. And I think she's trying to figure out if she'll ever be able to become Fatima. And here's the thing.
Never going to be
won't.
Jell-O. Never going to be Jell-O ever. No.
And it's that she's going to, she has this, we've talked about this before, she's definitely an Enneagram 4, but she's got this, I have to kick against the post, or I don't feel like I'm living. I have to be an iconoclast. Mm-hmm. Not, that's harder to do in Cairo.
Yeah.
And so y'all, later on, she's like, so I've applied for a spousal visa. I think I'm going to go there next. And Fatima's like, yeah, you should probably mention that to him.
And she brings up in her talking head, she said, you know, we filed for this. They already filed for it.
Yeah.
They're just waiting for it to come through.
And she's like, I think I want Mahmoud to go with me.
Now, this reminded me of this. You know, some people felt like this was fraudacity or whatever, and they didn't get it. I don't think this was fraudacity.
I don't either.
The only way I would believe that is they originally were going to be on 90 Day Fiancé.
Boom.
And they couldn't be on 90 Day Fiancé, so they had them on the other way. And they will be on 90 Day Fiancé.
No!
Oh, if he comes to the U.S., I mean, like, does a twink suck a girthy dick in an alley at 1 in the morning? It's a definite thing.
I have a sickening feeling that you might be right, because
you made the same reaction when I said Mother Debbie should be on the single life.
Here's why. The art with her on it looks like anything else out there. Looks unlike anything else out there. And people see her blonde bob and him and go, I know exactly what that show's about.
Yeah.
And
she telegraphs exactly what it is.
And it makes me sick to say that. And it makes me unhappy. But I could completely see that.
I think it would be a good season, because
I need to destroy something.
I think we would either get her family or her friends that kind of can read Nicole a little bit.
I don't know if he'd be able to leave his family.
I don't think he could do it.
He'd have to stack up a bunch of pillows in the couch so he could think about his mom always there.
We'd have to figure out
we'd
have to learn why, what's his reason.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd want to do it just for her.
So the next thing, y'all, is we're in some kind of animal rescue cat city.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, she's been wanting to get a pet the whole time, and he doesn't like dogs that much, because of course he doesn't.
Well, I don't like him now.
But I know there are some people who don't like dogs. I don't necessarily understand it.
There's a difference of saying I'm not a dog person. And there's a different verbiage when you say you don't like dogs.
I agree. It's hard not to like. I think there are some people who don't like dogs who had bad experiences with them as children. Like they might have gotten bitten by a dog.
That's different. Yeah, I get that.
I have a friend who that happened to.
Yeah, I get that. Oh, no, I have a friend and they're completely terrified of even like little dogs. It's just,
that's a real thing. But yeah, when people say I don't like dogs, it is a little bit.
But it's like I think when people say I don't like cats,
but that's a lot more acceptable sometimes.
I think it's
cat phobic.
It's cat phobic. I love cats.
I think a lot of men
it is a gender thing. It is say I don't like cats. Cats are considered more feminine because of cat lady bullshit.
I understand cats. I like cats. I usually can't live with them because I am allergic. I'm also allergic to dogs. So,
you could get a hairless cat.
I think when you put your hands on them, it is so creepy.
I've never pet one.
They're extremely loving. I dated a guy who had one once.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never
the cat's
felt
name
one.
Was Jennifer, which I thought was That's very fun. Strange.
Does it just feel like skin?
It really does feel like skin. The cat was extremely sweet, and supposedly hairless cats are more outgoing than haired cats. But the cat was extremely sweet. But I respect cats.
Are hairless cats a product of human breeding?
I don't know anything about that.
Like, how did, what do those, what did they, were they, I don't, evolution wise, it doesn't make sense.
I'm not a well respected catologist.
We don't know a lot about pussy. That's been established.
That's true.
Mm.
But I just know it takes a lot of upkeep for them.
Oh, really?
You have to bathe them or
they
start to smell.
They don't bathe themselves.
No.
Well, because it's just skin. Yeah.
They start to smell.
What about a wet wipe? If you know, we're getting in an area. I'm going to keep
on
going.
You know, I was usually involved in the bedroom with this guy, so I wasn't really asking a lot of questions about his cat's hygiene. The cat would come up to me and rub its strange skin against me.
Well, it liked you.
It did.
It knew it had one of its
own. It recognized
own.
One of its own.
Game recognizes game.
Sometimes I'll be there and someone will have a cat and they're like, I see you.
They're like,
I see you. And I'm like,
they're like that slutty cat from The Last Unicorn. Hey there.
That's not a slutty cat. It's the drunk cat.
The drunk cat. Yeah, I know who you are.
No,
Sheila.
It's the one who talked with the pig leg.
The pig leg.
Yes, but I know a unicorn when I see
it. I shouldn't have brought up The Last Unicorn. I'm sorry.
Unicorn.
Wow.
Anyway. No, you're thinking of the slutty tree with the big boobs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, so.
That's who you would play.
Oh, for 100%. 100.
I would either play the skeleton who was drunk, who's like, why?
Yeah.
Or the cat with the peg leg.
Think more the cat with the peg leg.
Yeah. You are a unicorn.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we? So, y'all, she's like, oh, y'all, he did this because he thinks she wants to leave. There's nothing that ties someone to someone like an animal.
Yeah, he tries to do it. She's been wanting this. This is complete manipulation.
Yeah, and it's absolute bald-faced with it.
Yeah. And thankfully, Nicole says, look at him, and he says, we should get one today. And she's like, yeah, let's talk first.
Let's talk about it.
And so she's like, look, it's so sweet you brought me here. But I want to leave Egypt. And he kind of looks at her and he says, but you said you were going to stay. And he said,
I need more time to make it better for you to kind of, I need more time to Clockwork Orange you like my brother did for his wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I will say Nicole did this when they weren't fighting and they weren't upset.
Smart. It was
and
smart.
She was very calm and collected. She's like, you know all the reasons. We don't need to go in. I can't.
And she says, I don't want to leave you. So maybe you should come with me. And he says, maybe you'll change your mind.
She says, I think it's, she throws it back on him and says, I think it's at least worth trying in the United States because she's now come twice.
Yeah. I don't know if he has enough. I don't know if he has enough resolve to keep fighting her on this.
He says, I the whole thing of like, I don't know if people will accept me being Muslim and Egyptian. Again, you're fine in Los Angeles because she lives here, but I think that's just a cover. He doesn't want to go.
No.
Because, A, I don't think he wants to be away from his family, but also he knows she won't become the wife that he wants.
Yep. That's She'll have every excuse to dress how she wants.
Because he'll have no control over it.
When she's in Cairo, she is kind of, she's accountable to the cultural norms that are in old Cairo especially.
Yeah.
And he can justify it. Here, he might be in a community, in a Muslim community, but still there's so many women who she would come in contact with who are Muslim who don't follow a lot of those dress rules.
Yeah.
Speaking of, happy Eid to everybody who celebrates.
Happy what?
Eid.
I don't know what that is.
It is the end of Ramadan.
Oh, I didn't know it was called Aid.
Aid.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Again.
Aid.
Jake's fucked a lot more.
No, I just read a book. But I did know about that.
from Dick.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
I didn't write a lot on this, but.
I didn't either.
Shall we talk about. You're a miserable bitch. You're a lying conniption whore. He's not a whore because we're whores, and that's a term of endearment.
I've been saying Aid. It's Eid. Sorry, Aid. Eid. Yeah. Eid al-Fitr.
Well, that was awkward.
Al-Fitr.
Awkward.
I never knew how to say it. I've just seen it pronounced. I've just seen it written.
How's the end of Ramadan celebrated? Or do they...
Big feast. Festivals. Oh. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of fasting.
You fast. Yeah. Anyway, happy Eid to our Muslim
happy Eid,
sissies.
So...
We're meeting Taylan.
We get a little flashback. Now, I will say, a lot of you talked about this birthday party last week. It's not a... But Johan is acting like an arrogant fuck. Just like this machismo bullshit. And even when they show this flashback, and he's like, so your husband is home and you're going to go on a boat with your ex. And he's like, okay, get out. That's...
Yeah, I agree.
And it sucks because it's a shitty thing to do.
I don't want to defend her.
But Danielle is going to. But Danielle is going to weaponize this one little indiscretion against him for the rest of their marriage.
Yep.
Though, again, he thinks he's on 90 Day Fiance, y'all. Remember
and he's
that
he's on the other way.
And he's on the other way.
So they're going to take a river cruise with her and Taylan, her former roommate / former sex partner, at least.
He's cute, y'all. He's hot.
He's just too goofy.
Yeah.
I think he smoked a bowl before this, too. I
think so.
Yeah. He kind of has, maybe it's because he was high, but he kind of has Audrina Partridge eyes.
He does. But he's pretty.
They're very still, and they're always kind of like looking up. Very Audrina Partridge.
Use the gift.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a good dick.
Yeah.
It's not Johan's.
No.
No, 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 no. No. That's a spelunking dick.
I think that's even too much for both of us.
I think it's too much. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
And
I'm sorry, but if you're going to get
sometimes you got to tap out.
if you're going to fuck me up into my upper intestines, I'm out.
It's just part of me thinks they would get stuck in me
like just meander through like a child in a cage that can't get out.
Help!
If your dick gives me acid reflux, I'm out.
If I can feel it tickling my throat, it may be time. She basically, he was the last person she dated before Johan, and they met in Miami.
Miami.
It seems like she's able, on the salary of a teacher, it seems like she's able to travel and do whatever the fuck she wants.
Someone has bankruptcy, so probably someone
he's
charge.
He's a semi-pro basketball player. And, you know... I think it's a good enough time.
Wow, what a way to end on.
To another installment of Reality Gaze Theater. Have some core trouble there?
Oh, yeah.
DR edition.
Had a dirty martini late last night.
Wow. So I'll be playing, I believe I'm playing Danielle. This time?
Oh, yeah. I think you channel her.
There's always a little part of me who...
There's always a miserable bitch inside of every little poodle.
Oh, yeah. It's a big part of me.
You know, but not in her way.
No.
I don't even like comparing you to her.
No.
All right, I'll be playing...
Her hubris is going to be, and her absolute refusal to acknowledge wrongdoing yeah. will always be her Achilles heel.
I'm going to be playing Taylan.
Taylan, which
I never found out how it's spelled. I never saw it.
T-A-Y-L-E-N, I believe.
Okay, Taylan.
All right. Again, made up. You just shuffle a bunch of letters on a thing and just shove them together.
Yeah.
Not Jalen.
Jalen.
Put
like
a
on
T on it.
Yeah.
Jalen's pretty interesting.
It's pretty interesting. y'all, this episode of Lalu was good.
So, anyway, we're on a river cruise and action. It's so good being here with you, Taylan.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah.
This is great. It's
beautiful. Look good. You look good.
Yeah? Yeah, you look so
oh,
inspiring.
Thank you.
Like, you know, that's thank what I you. Love about you. Mm-hmm. Just inspiring.
Tell me more about me.
You just like, you know, it's like even when I was watching you kind of do that waddle walk to
goon,
the boat.
Goon, 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 just, goon, 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 goon.
Yeah,
hold on. Let me move something. Goon, 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 goon. Sorry, does my butt still turn you on?
I miss that noise. I do. I do. Kind of trippy, you know? Sometimes it feels
there's enough for everybody.
But yeah, I'm just, I'm happy to be here with you. I want to thank you. I planted that cherry tree.
Yeah.
Outside my house, like you told me to.
That's good for your financial freedom as well.
Yeah, you told me that. I don't know why, but for some reason now I'm facing a bankruptcy.
That'll pass.
Oh, really?
If you pay me, I'll pay Baba.
Okay.
And then you'll get paid on the back end. You'll be made whole.
That gummy's hitting. What?
What I was saying is I'm going to need you to only eat blue foods.
Yeah.
And
blue, wow, you're yeah. so wise.
And
so wise.
I know. Remember when I used to ask you to say that when you were inside
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I miss your magic vagina. It is magic.
Yeah. A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people.
So I'll be here.
A lot of people treat this as like, a lot of people are jealous of me, Taylan.
Yeah, but
it's envy, really.
You're a goddess.
Some people call me a miserable bitch.
Oh.
And I just don't want to get involved in any of that negativity.
Pain, no.
You know what
you're
I want? And
joy.
I'm having a real problem with my husband
now. Where's your husband?
I know it's weird for me to be talking about my husband who I've been, and he's not here. And you and I used to fuck all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you
remember?
We had our best conversations when you were like knee deep in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember some of those positions you made up with me? You said Baba.
The jelly roll.
Yeah.
The Baba O'Reilly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what was your favorite one?
Sixpence None the Richer.
But that's the one where you did raid my wallet afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was none the
richer.
Yeah,
you were none the richer.
But I got that ass. I got that ass. I just dribbled
kiss
it.
Kiss me.
Double
dribbled. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Taylan, Jalen, whatever the fuck your name is.
Yeah, just look at my eyes.
I'm tired of teaching.
Yeah.
I have given this whole life. I have given everything my whole life. I'm tired of teaching children. I'm tired of teaching men. I give everything, and I never get anything back.
But we just met it was 3 years ago. Remember, you were on a 6-month sabbatical from teaching.
You know what? No one knows how much that affects me.
It's a lot, yeah.
6 months of work, of my work, is like a whole year for everybody else's work.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
No one knows. I need someone to
teach me
something.
God, you put me on my game.
You can put me in a game?
Yeah.
You want to teach me something?
Yeah, I'll teach it to you right now without your husband here.
Yeah.
It's not weird at all.
Not weird at all.
Yeah.
Can we just fuck on the river cruise now? Can we just do that? I won't tell my husband.
Sure.
I'm also afraid of the person he is, and he's hiding it. Okay. Now give it to me.
What?
Hold on, let me move my butt around.
Let me kick another gun.
There we go. Goom, 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 goom.
Kiss me beneath the moon and barley.
Nightly
beneath the moon.
Oh, Taylan. Yeah. Go around the corner. There you go.
You're rolling, rolling, kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Leave me out on the moonlit floor with your open hand.
Strike up the band, complete the night light, dance, silver moon spark.
Do 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 do.
Kiss me.
That's the show, everyone. We'll see you next week. Let's go to realitygaze.com, everybody. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, or even on YouTube, which you can't leave a review.
I wonder if you sent this to one of our friends, and they were like, what the fuck just happened in the last segment?
You just went on Supercast and bought us as a gift for your mother-in-law for Mother's Day, and she just called your husband and said, I think there's something wrong with Janice.
I don't know what you say.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poods?
Yes. And if you're having a real day where you're just amorous, call your husband and say, it's time to go do a six pinch none the richer tonight. And call us. Oh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.